And welcome everyone to another episode of the Developing Up Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Miles, and this is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer, because your career is about more than the code you write. So if you call yourself a programmer, a developer, a script kiddie, a database administrator, a technologist, a technical architect, whatever you call yourself, if it's your job to write code, this is the podcast for you. And to all the new listeners out there, I want to say welcome. Thanks for joining us. And for all the repeat listeners, hey, thanks for coming back and listening to another episode. And this is episode 34. That's 3-4, which means the show notes for this episode are available at developingup.com/34. Today's episode, well, at least the interview part of today's episode, was recorded back in March of 2018 at a conference I attended in Chicago, Illinois. I went to a talk titled "No One Wants a Website, They Want Results," given by Dwayne McDaniel. Now, Dwayne, he's not a developer. He's a developer advocate for the company Pantheon. Pantheon, they're a web development hosting platform for open source Drupal and WordPress websites. And what was interesting about Dwayne's talk, I linked to it in the show notes, is that it wasn't geared towards developers. It's geared more towards the business people, the salespeople that are involved with specifically building websites, obviously, from the title. But as a developer, I took a lot away from it because it got me thinking about when you're building something, whether it's for yourself, for your company, or for a client, it's not just about what tools you use to build something, how you build it, you know, what methods you implement, but it's really about why you're building it. What is the end result you're trying to achieve? So I sit down with Dwayne and we talk about understanding the why behind development. After the conversation I have with Dwayne, we'll come back and distill it to a couple of key points. Dwayne, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike. I really, really appreciate being here.
So why don't you just let the listeners know a little bit about yourself?
So I am a developer advocate at Pantheon. And I work with developers all day, every day, sometimes out at camps, representing our brand and helping people understand what the heck Pantheon even is. And I also provide training and help people get specific help on using the tooling of our platform, as well as various other things that help developers, like docs and blog posts and things like that. At the end of the day, my job is really to help people figure out this Pantheon thing. And that's my day job. So I actually went to school for computer science and then immediately didn't do anything with it, forgot it all. And then I spent 15 years of my life in sales and marketing, selling tech things. Turns out you don't have to know how a thing works to talk about it, but the more intelligently you can talk about how it works, the better you are at tech sales. So I made a career in that. And then when I came to Pantheon, I originally started in sales, but then my passion became helping partners figure out our tooling. And they were generous enough to let me go on that career path to end up in the space I am today.
So what I found interesting and what we're, you know, I'm hoping our conversation can be about today, the talk you gave yesterday, and for the listeners, I'm going to link to your talk in the show notes, is it's more towards sales, I guess, or business people, but about knowing why you're building something.
Yeah, so the name of the talk is "Nobody Wants a Website, They Want Results." And I say it in the talk, it originated from another talk I gave about the discovery process and someone making an offhanded comment in the question and answer of that session that the point of a website is to unite a brand. And that took me aback. I honestly did. And I said, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. A website does whatever a website does because nobody really wants a website. They want the thing that the website gives them. And half the room like violently nodded, and the other half just stared at me blankly. And I realized that those people should talk. So I put myself out there as a speaker to initiate that conversation. That's really what the talk is all about, is how do we have that conversation? And I have my thoughts on it, and that's what the talk is my thoughts.
There's a big difference about building something and then why you have to build it. So I think your talk touches on that, is that knowing why you're building a website, because your client, if you're building a website or you're building some other technical product, some other software,
yeah,
the client, whoever that is, if it's your organization or if it's clients who hire you, they're paying for you to build something that does something that then returns a value to them. They're not necessarily paying and care about that thing. They care about what it generates, what it does.
No end client cares if you use React, Angular, Vue, any other random JavaScript framework. They care that the conversion happened when the client clicked, their end client clicked on that button and they captured that lead, or that a sale was made, or that the awareness campaign worked and more people in the next survey know what the issue is. That's what they care about. How you got there, we care about that in the development world an awful lot, and that's what most of our life it becomes as in the development world. I say development world. I'm not a developer, as Mike's pointed out, but I do talk to developers all day, and this is the common theme of it's this way versus that way to this way, but not a lot of stepping back and saying, but the big picture is this. I don't hear a lot of people step back and say that, and I think part of that is institutional, that by the time a work order gets to you, if you're working for a larger agency or you're a developer inside of a company, by the time the work order gets to you, that's not really your decision to make. And we don't have a lot of incentive to step back and say, well, in the bigger picture, what you're really trying to do is this. Let's get you there. That's an advantage a smaller agency actually has, is a developer can get up that food chain a lot faster. Freelancers, obviously, they control the whole ballgame. So stepping back and saying, well, I'll put it like this. One of my favorite quotes from 2017 that I didn't say, that I heard, was it's not design a chair, it's implement a human suspension system. Because if you box yourself into, I need a new chair design, there's only so many ways to make a chair. Sure, there's a lot of them, but there's only so many. How do you suspend a person above the floor? Oh, that opens up the world. And if developers step back and say, well, what are you really trying to do? Because if they say, well, I just want a new website, sure, I can build you 20 new websites in a week. Are they going to be pretty? No, but you didn't say you wanted a pretty website. Right. And you're never going to be happy with anything I do. It ultimately comes down to what's quantifiable. Well, that, and that's really what the talk goes into, is the KPI and how we misunderstand it, and that the fact there are a lot of different KPIs. But they all point to this end goal that the customer has. And if you clearly define that and all of your work goes to making that happen, it's much easier to get everyone on board on the same page than this technical implementation versus that technical implementation.
And having that knowledge as a developer of what the KPIs you're trying to reach or what the ultimate goals are, kind of, I see it eases that decision about which approach to take, because you just have to think about, well, it's not which one I think is the better approach or even necessarily industry best practice for your whatever technology you work in, but it's which one's going to get us to that KPI to deliver that value to the client.
Absolutely. The client's never going to pay you more or less depending on how many arrays are stacked in a function. They're going to pay you and rehire you or not if the goals you set out to meet got met. How we know the goals got met, that has to be trackable. That has to be numbers based. And that's what the KPI is. A key performance indicator is always a number. Now, the problem we were often run into with this is the KPIs that a developer understands are things like uptime and page load speed and Google Analytics numbers and various other metrics. Unfortunately, other stakeholders in the organization have very different KPIs. Mm-hmm. There is a path, a data sciences approach, to tying the KPIs you easily have access to those other KPIs, but that is part of the larger client management story. You can do those things. You can do anything you want. If you want to be a race car driver and an astronaut, go for it. Let's do all of the stuff. But you're going to spend all of your life doing those things. And you have to make that realization. And sometimes it's better just to farm out the work. Sometimes it's better to get that skill. Business consultants make a lot of money.
So as a developer, you could wear the project manager or even salesperson hat to get a better sense of what those KPIs that your client cares about versus what KPIs you care about as a developer. But if you don't want to do that, at least building a way to have the communication to translate one into the other. Because like you said, there's always a way to establish a path from saying, well, ultimately we want to generate more leads, to what does that mean in development? What do I have to build to do that? And what's my metric for that?
One of the things is we can map the KPIs from the web to the other business KPIs, but you can also go back. It's not a trapdoor function where it only works one way. We can say the business owner that signs the check at the end of the day, these are the KPIs they're trying to meet. How do we translate that into the KPIs I need to meet? I'm not saying this is easy, but it's possible.
And the value of that is that if you put in that work and you're able to do that on your, if you work on your own or with your development team to come up, what are the KPIs we need to meet to either reach those business values or to tell the business, hey, let's translate these into marketing value KPIs. The value there is that it helps dictate and guide where you have to focus your time, where you have to focus your energy. Going back to an episode I had earlier this season, going back to knowing what you have to build yourself versus what you can buy that's already pre-built, that helps meet those needs in the time that you need it done.
Definitely does relate, because if you don't know exactly what you need to do, that becomes a much harder conversation, right, of build versus buy, and much harder to prove out to the client at the end of the day.
If you don't know what you need and you deliver something, it's probably going to be not what the client was expecting, and they're going to say, this is not what I'm paying you to do, or this was not what I was expecting, and then nobody's happy. Like you said, you can't measure success that way.
We can't measure happiness.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad subtitle to this talk. it's true. I can ask you, and it's a good data point, are you happy with this or not? But if you say yes or no, I don't know what to do with that. Because if you are happy, I'm assuming I don't need to do any more work. Mm-hmm. And that's probably not true. If you're not happy, can they articulate specifically why they're not happy? I don't know if that's true. I think it's possible. I always like to say if end clients could tell us exactly what they wanted and exactly how it should be done, they wouldn't need us. They would just do it. But they're sitting there definitely not understanding how to do it, but most of the time not completely understanding what they need or want. Just they know they need something to change. But they understand their business. Well, they should understand their business. This goes back to switching hats. If someone doesn't understand their own business, time to hire a business consultant. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's the company you consult with all the time. It's someone. But that hat needs to be put on first so they get that straightened out, because a company that doesn't have its business goals figured out, they will never be happy with a web product, because that web product will never deliver anything they want because they don't know what they want.
Any company that's paying for development time of software, if they don't know why they need that software, like you said, they're not going to be happy with it. They're not going to get what they're looking for because they don't know what they want. So anything you deliver is not going to meet expectations. I guess it's important for your clients to know what they want. If they don't, having a plan to help them figure it out so then you know what to build and why you're building it. And going back to not being able to measure happiness, instead of presenting what you've developed and saying, hey, does this make you happy? Is this what you're looking for? If you could present it in a way saying, this is what I built, and I built it this way because it will get you to your KPI by doing this. And if you can deliver that, then you're translating to them, this is how you're going to be able to measure an improvement because of what I've delivered.
That is the heart of why you need KPIs, is the measurement. Are they going to be happy or not in 6 months? There is no way on earth you could possibly measure or guess that. Will we hit these metrics in 6 months? We can know and point to that answer early. We should be able to point early. And if we need to make adjustments off of that, we can adjust as we see the numbers approaching or retreating from that goal.
People assume KPI means something that brings in money, right? It's something to like increase sales or leads or money cost or a money value, but that's not the case. I mean, it can be any type of value.
It's literally anything that needs to perform.
Yeah.
The light on your microphone is a key performance indicator that it's on.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it. I didn't even think about that.
It's a key performance indicator to me that this is actually being recorded. That's all it is.
And that's the value it provides.
The value for me is that I'm not just talking to a mic randomly in a hallway with you. And that makes me feel better, honestly.
I was even thinking in terms of, if you're on a development team, why people may implement like automated testing or CI processes, because the KPI for that is then your team doesn't have to spend the time on those tasks that a machine can handle. It frees you up to put in more valuable development time for what differentiates your product or what you're trying to produce.
Absolutely. So if you as a web developer, one of your key performance indicators is 100% test pass ratio, or at least a 98% test pass ratio, let's be honest, then having that number automatically spit out from your build process, oh, that's a huge time save.
Right. And that time save is the KPI, because then you can focus more on what you need to focus on.
But it itself is Oh, that could be. Itself, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I wasn't thinking of time as the metric, but time is definitely as a metric, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. If there is a number you can assign to it, it is a KPI. Also, it's not just things you could sell. I'm glad you brought that up. You don't, KPIs aren't related to selling. It is literally anything. I brought up the example earlier, awareness. If you interview people in a community and say, are you aware of the subject? You send out surveys, you do, you know, any other kind of information gathering, and the answer is no, they don't, and you run an information campaign, you're never going to try to raise money with that campaign. It is later when we do the same bit of research in the same way will we get a different result. So it's any process at all.
It goes back to what we started talking about at the very beginning, was knowing why you are building something, right? It just guides your development process. From my perspective, why as a developer, you at least have to be aware of the KPIs you're building against and what that means for your business or your clients. Mm-hmm. And how that guides what you're doing. Last question I have for you, Dwayne, is what would be your one piece of career advice for developers?
It's a two-part answer, but it's the same thing. And it all boils down to documentation. And I think it's two places. One, in your code, tell me what the heck that thing's doing underneath that comment or above that comment, however you comment. Make sure it's clear as day that I, as a non-dev, can get in there and read. That makes my life so much better. As someone just in that position of like, why isn't this working? Like, well, let's figure it out. The other place is for yourself, and this has been true for me, is leave yourself very robust commit messages. The more robust your commit messages are, the more helpful GitLog actually is. Commit early, commit often, and make sure you're very robust. You're only limited to 50 characters in the title. After that, you can go for page and page and page.
So document for yourself and for others.
Document for yourself and for others. The biggest thing to do.
All right, Dwayne, thank you for taking the time to sit down.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have
you. It's a
pleasure. All right. And I want to thank Dwayne again for taking the time to stand with me in a hallway at that conference and having that conversation. Very surprised at how well the audio quality came out, to be honest with you. If you want to know any more about Dwayne, you can find him on Twitter at McDwayne, that's McDwayne, or on his website, McDwayne.com. I link to both of them in the show notes, as well as, again, his talk that he gave at that conference. Just a couple things I want you to take away from this conversation that I took away. The number one thing, and if it's the only thing, will be great, is something that Dwayne mentions during the episode. It's that step of taking a step back and asking, what are you trying to accomplish? What is the goal? What is the result you're trying to achieve, or that your client's trying to achieve, or your business is trying to achieve? And then building towards that. Not asking, what do I need to do and how am I going to do it? But asking, why does this need to be done? What are we expecting? And if you can ask that question every time you sit down to develop, helps make you a more rounded developer and helps you progress in your development career and skill set and just sets you apart from other developers. That's the number one thing of my key takeaway is from this. Usually I try to go with 3 or 4 key takeaways, but I'm going to stick with that one. I'd really love to hear what your takeaways are about understanding the why of your development and why that's important. Reach out on Twitter, reach out in the show notes page on the conversation, send an email and let me know. And if you want to share your further thoughts and opinions about this episode or any episode or just development in general, there's a number of outlets you can use. So there's the website, developingup.com, that features our full library of recorded episodes with show notes and sections for comments and conversations. You can find us on Twitter at DevUpPodcast or myself personally at MikeMiles86, or send a good old-fashioned email at hello@developingup.com or to me at Mike@developingup.com. And I'd greatly appreciate your help in reaching a wider development audience. If you could leave a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever you get your podcast, it helps other developers find this podcast and get better at their careers. So until the next episode, I wish you happy developing.